This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, being part of the process, the fix-it process. You know, and I didn't hit on BuzzFeed a lot with Kimberly. But I got to tell you, you know, as that thing unfolds, they still won't let it go. And I guess, I don't know the fellow's first name, but something Leopold from BuzzFeed is nowhere to be found. Now, I'm not suggesting something terrible happened to him, and that's not my wish, obviously. But my understanding is, you know, he's not tweeting, he's not doing anything. And these guys usually, you know, when they got it, they usually don't let it go. I mean, just saying, they usually, they're all over it and they won't let it go. Now, even this weekend, after many found out that this wasn't true, this wasn't real, I want you to listen to a clip I got from Meet the Press. And listen to why this is no big deal and whose fault, I love this, and whose fault it really is. This will freak you out in and of itself.
The problem is the fake news problem. Anytime that somebody gets something so spectacularly wrong and everybody piles on, it furthers the narrative that this is yet another American institution that the people of our country can't trust. That's the problem with the BuzzFeed story.
Now listen to her. See that? So the problem is that when they do lie and they get caught lying and we make a big deal out of it, it's a problem. But it gets better.
Right. No, it is. And as we've got to remind people, though, there are people that want to exploit this. They want to see us be put this way, and they're just doing it for exploitation purposes.
Yes, we're shining light on your lying for exploitation purposes. It makes all the sense in the world. That's what we do. And they, yet you guys can exploit the crap out of a lie because you're trying to make us look bad, make people on the right look bad, and that seems to be acceptable and okay. I just find that amazing. Just totally and utterly amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. You see the mindset? This is what makes them so scary. Well, at least in my mind, it's what makes them so scary. And they don't stop. They're not going to stop. And that's my best English. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. The Democrat, you're going to have time? Oh, yeah, I'm going to have time for this one. This ought to be good. So, in California, we have water problems. We have a major league deficit. We are in the hole. We have not an unemployment rate, but we have a homeless rate that is second to none. It's always good to be good at this stuff. And the Democrat senator, Hannah Beth Jackson, they used to actually joke about her. They'd call her Taxin' Jackson. She never saw a tax she didn't like. She has decided that he and she pronouns will no longer be acceptable, no longer be allowed to be used during legislative hearings. So as you're presenting a case or a cause, if you use he or she, you may have a problem. I mean, when does she get the lunatic sticker? When does this happen? With everything going on in California, this is the best they can do? Best that those loons can do up there? And I blame the people of California because you keep sending them there. California State Senate Judiciary Committee Chairwoman Hannah Beth Jackson announced Thursday that only gender-neutral pronouns will be permitted during committee hearings. No more will Senator Jackson allow he or she be used when referring to male or female. They will be the only allowed pronoun. Look, it doesn't even make sense in the sentence. Now, they, if you're looking at one person and you're calling them they, you're either high, drunk, or have some mental deficiencies.
Maybe you're seeing double.
Or you, that's why I said you're drunk or you're high, right? That's the only time I ever saw two of the same person. Because they in the original language means more than one. You know, it was rude at one point to say, you know, those people, or, you know, they did this to me, you know, those people. No, not anymore. See, everything's being, I'll tell you, the Mayans, I keep saying it, said it for a long time, the Mayans had it right, we just misunderstood. This wasn't the world exploding. It was the world turning around, and everything that was wrong was now right, and everything right was now wrong. It's incorrect grammar. Jackson said that she acknowledged that. But since California passed a law recognizing the non-binary designation as a gender, he and she, we are now merging them, so we're using... No, here's the deal. You have the third gender on your license, so why can't it be he, she, or non-binary? Let the person tell us. Maybe they should wear a sticker or something, right? You know, everybody wears those things on their arms, the bands. They just wear, you know, if you're wearing a certain color band, we know you're a they. Why can't I be as crazy as them? She goes on to say, we're using what my grammar teacher would have had a heart attack over. We are using the phrase they and replacing other designators, so it's a gender-neutral designation. In the spirit of gender neutrality for the rules of the committee, we now designate the chair, the chair, as they. You know, from a biblical standpoint, when there was one person and you referred to them as they, some of you know what I'm going to say. Right, what was that? That one guy said, Jesus, when he said, who are you? And he says, we are legion, we are many. But there was only one guy standing there, so either Jesus was drinking, or that guy was possessed. We'll be back with my buddy Kerry Quashin after the break. And it's not your grandfather's dope. I keep telling you that, but you don't want to listen. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to VantagePoint? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's D-E-M-O to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with VantagePoint software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
When you press the right buttons, we're back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, and I've never been accused of pressing the actual right buttons. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, some of you go off on me on a regular basis when I start talking about drugs and dope and all that. Like, you know, like I'm like this little white guy that never did anything wrong in his life. Let me put it to you this way. In the 70s, I did inhale. Okay, there was no question about it, right? Well, the saxophone player, the one who said he didn't inhale. I didn't know anybody who didn't inhale. Even because they, you know, some of them wanted to inhale and it didn't quite work out for them, but they did. So, anyhow, but, you know, admitting it to it, glorifying it, no. Admitting to it, no. That's not going to work either. Anyhow, one of my favorites to have on the show because he can speak to this better than I can. I just speak to it from an irritant when I see these kids that are getting hooked on drugs, and I hear you guys, you 60s freaks who think there's no way that dope is a jump-off drug. This is not, as I like to jokingly say, this is not the dope of your grandfather, okay? And maybe he is smoking it today. I don't know, but, you
never know.
No.
You just don't know these days.
And don't ask him, because I really don't want to know. Anyhow, Kerry Quashin joins me. And, Kerry, we're going to shout out to Delise, your better half.
Oh, yeah, my better half.
Your better two-thirds, maybe?
Okay. My better two-thirds. Hi, Delise, that's right.
Now, you and I have known each other for a long time, and one of the things I always loved about you is you don't hold anything back. We can hit it, and we can talk about it. And I keep trying to tell people, this is, they poo-poo guys like you and I, well, mostly like me, when I talk about, you know, you really, dope, you can't keep blowing it off. This is not the stuff that we smoked in the 60s and 70s. What's different about it?
You know, everything's different about it. And you know what's kind of crazy is not everybody's blowing it off anymore, because I speak everywhere, as you know, and I hear from people all the time saying, you're right. Where the real struggle is a real potheads that just, you know, they're doing it all the time. And no matter what you say, put them in a closet and give them a joint and they'll be happy. But otherwise, people are knowing that we're in the midst of a crisis right now.
Uh-huh.
And the crisis is, okay, if you're 38 or 42 or whatever age and you want to smoke weed, do whatever the heck you want to do. But we're talking adolescence right now.
Yeah.
And we're in the midst of what I would call a major crisis, a meltdown when it comes to our adolescence with this drug. We really are, because people gave up, Joe. I mean, parents do not care anymore that their kids are smoking this weed. And it's like you said, it's not the weed that we did when we were kids. It's way different.
Kerry, when I have conversations with some of these people, it makes me crazy. They always say, look, Joe, it's safer than alcohol. Help me with that. Will you please?
Well, you laugh
every time we talk about it.
Is cocaine safer than heroin? I mean, here's the deal. It's all bad. I mean, if you take a 14-year-old kid, I don't care who you are, if you're listening to this show and you're a pot smoker and all that kind of wonderful stuff, think about it. Would you want your 14-year-old kid smoking it? Because it isn't safe. And let's just look at a teenage brain for a moment. Their brains aren't even developed to their mid-20s. And really, we never stopped developing. But you're talking about an adolescent brain that is not developed, that is smoking this high-potent marijuana that is definitely in the way of this child growing physically, not physically, emotionally, learning things in school, taking in the right information, and learning how to deal with feelings.
But, Kerry, because of the potency and the drugs that are in it, it actually makes physical changes to the brain.
Yes.
The newer, I even hate talking about it, like, oh, the new improved.
Yeah.
The newer, newer dope. But it's actually making physical changes to the brain, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. But think it through for a second. In the days where you said you inhaled, I know, oh my goodness. No, but in those days, the THC level in a joint would be like 0.3 milligrams. Now it's in the high 20s. And then the edibles and the oils, you're talking 80 to 100% THC. This is nothing like what it used to be. And we're talking about gateway drugs. And you know what? When we're treating adolescents, I don't look at marijuana as a gateway drug anymore. I look at it as, I hate to say it, a primary drug. Because some of these people, not just adolescents, some of these people that I'm dealing with, they are so addicted to this drug, emotionally, so addicted, just like any other drug.
Well, you and I talked about addictions before, and the thing with addictions is the next high, the next higher, to get a little, you know, and so when you reach that plateau with your dope, it's not the same stuff. Like, again, I keep going back to it. A lot of us, when we smoked in the 70s, it was like the mellow out, you know, just whatever, cruise or what have you. That's not happening today. No. And when you don't hit that high,
you reach for something else.
There you go.
And somebody was asking me the other day, is how does somebody become an addict? Well, it's pretty simple. First of all, if you have that personality, you're in trouble already. But nobody goes into drug usage to become addicted. All drug abuse starts innocently. All drug abuse starts innocently. We have what you call contracts when we're little. I will never. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
I'll never smoke a cigarette. I'll never smoke weed. I won't use drugs. The first contract that people broke forever was cigarettes. Now is what?
Oh, it's got to be dope.
It's cigarettes. It's really vaping.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice. Yeah.
And if you think about it, that was actually brought out to stop people, to help people stop smoking. And now more people are vaping than ever before. But so if you say, I'll never use drugs, I won't smoke cigarettes and stuff like that, and you start hanging out with these cool kids, and before you know it, you're taking a hit off of a cigarette or a vape. Then it's one of these kind of things, well, I won't never use drugs. And you mean it. When somebody says, but dude, it's only pot. It's not a drug. It's natural. God put it there for you to smoke. And before you know it, these people, they're convincing themselves. They're right. It's only pot.
You know what you say? You know those poison mushrooms that grow?
Yeah, right.
They're natural. They're good for you. Well, you have one.
What about opium?
God.
I mean, all this stuff is natural, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so you take your first hit off of a joint or a bong or whatever, an edible or whatever it is, and it's the same thing. It's only pot. I'll never use harder drugs. But all the other drugs, Joe, they're what I call drugs of opportunity. Once you start breaking your contract, and let's take cushy Santa Clarita for a minute. I mean, you take a 15-year-old kid that goes to a party. All the drugs are there. It's all there. So he starts drinking or she starts drinking. She smokes a little bit of pot. Somebody says, hey, try this. They go, no way. They drink a little bit more. They smoke a little bit more. Try this. Oh, what the heck?
Yeah, I'm already there.
You're already right? there. And now we got these kids that might, let's say maybe, has an addictive personality.
Yeah, hold that, because we have to go for a break.
Got it.
I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Back more with Kerry Quashin. And my favorite, this is not your grandfather's dope. Don't go check it out, please. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Grandpa might have it.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I came out here, I come every year to this nice service to celebrate the birthday and the remembrance of Dr. Martin Luther King and his family.
Paying respects to MLK, President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence visiting the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial on the Mall in Washington, D.C. The president laying a wreath in front of the monument. MLK would have turned 90 this year. In Atlanta, where he and his wife are buried, a prayer service at Ebenezer Baptist Church.
It means a lot to me to celebrate, to get out and celebrate and enjoy in his history.
Lifelong Atlanta resident Crystal Gay says she never misses this service, and she's thankful for Delta Airlines' $80,000 donation to keep the historic MLK Park and landmarks open through Super Bowl Sunday.
I think it was nice of them to do that. I think it's wrong for the shutdown because people's lives is infected.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. Listen, in real time on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, you can check out stations. You can find out, you know, what stations were on, the times, and that kind of thing. We're carried by two video networks, so if you're looking, you see how pretty I am. You can take a look. I don't like the video. I have a face for radio, so deal with it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Kerry Quashin joins me. I love what he's, probably should turn on his mic, right?
Maybe not. I don't know.
Just we see the mouth moving, and they'll think they're
that's right.
High to hear you.
That's
or something.
It.
But I always love when he's on with me because there's no, we don't hold back, and the reality is we have to start dealing with these drugs, with the problems or slash negative opportunities that they bring. He's the president of Action.
Drug Rehabs.
Action Drug Rehab. I want to say Action Family Counseling.
Well, that too.
Okay, see?
And you got it right.
I'm going to stop second-guessing myself. But so you're involved in this on a daily basis. You see younger people, older people. You're seeing all kinds of people on a regular basis. You've been on many, many popular TV shows to discuss this kind of thing because it is... It's a big deal. And this isn't the big deal of the 60s. You know, everybody did the mental thing, like, oh, my God, my kid's on drugs. This is totally different, is it not?
You know, you just said something that really I want to stay with for a second. Because in the 60s, everybody did go, oh, my God, my kid's on drugs.
Right.
You know? And right now, you know what people are saying?
Hey, he's on drugs.
He's smoking pot. So that, oh, my God, where people were jumping and doing interventions and helping children, they're not anymore. So here's what I'm seeing. This is really frightening. My adolescent business, where I own drug rehabs and outpatients, has dried up substantially. We still see them, but not a lot. Guess what we're seeing now? The largest bunch of kids or people we're seeing is 18 to 25-year-olds. These are what I call treated adolescents. These are the kids that the parents now say, it's only pot. Now they're 18, 19, and 20, and it's not just pot anymore. Now it's all the other drugs, and they're in rehabs, and they're a freaking mess. When if it was back in the day where people cared, these people might not be in this kind of trouble. I mean, we're on the air. How long is your show? An hour?
Well, three hours a day,
okay.
1 hour each.
Okay, so let's say we lose 9 people an hour.
Wow.
So in your three-hour day, 27 people die from an accidental, listen, an accidental drug overdose.
Wow.
That's not including the car crashes, the arrest, the domestic violence, the rapes, the murders, and everything else. I'm just saying 27 people minimum die by accident. Now, if we were focusing more on the younger kids and the pot and all those other little stuff that's happening, we might not be in this crisis. So this is directed at every parent listening to the show right now. You better pay attention to what's going on with your children. You better pay attention to the marijuana that they're smoking.
But, Kerry, my kid's not doing that stuff. He's vaping. That's not a problem. Yeah. It's just steam, right?
But you see, that's the beginning of our contracts and breaking. And worse than that, you know what it is, Joe? It's where we're at now in society. That it's only vaping. It's only pot. It's not a big deal. Well, for the last 15 years, I was screaming that we're going to have an opiate crisis.
Yeah, you have been. That's true.
Before anyone thought I was crazy, I said more people are going to die from opiate deaths than anything else. And now we're right there in the middle of it, and the White House is saying it.
And they're going, how did this happen?
Right, and they're saying, how did this happen? Well, I saw it happening for the last almost 20 years, and I'm telling you now, our next public health crisis is adolescents and THC for sure. Wow. I'm looking at some of the comments, and people are talking about psychosis. You know how many people I've seen? I was running the behavioral health unit at Henry Mayo for 15 years. You know how many people I've seen come in there and end up in ERs and in my drug rehabs that were completely psychotic?
Wow.
And when we drug tested them, the only thing that would come back would be THC. So we are definitely linking psychosis right now to THC.
But you hear on a regular basis. I read on a regular basis. Well, THC is not really bad. It's the amount that you get, and it's got great medicinal purposes. And, you know, like anything else, they don't want to lose that revenue.
Right.
And you look at it, you have to say to yourself, okay, so how do we get the message out to parents and young people that, look, we're not trying to ruin your fun, but this is not fun, ultimately.
Right, drug addiction. And remember this, drug addiction always starts innocently. I'm going to say it over and over again. It always starts innocently, but it can sure turn on you quick. And I don't know about you, but I sure wouldn't want, if I had a child that was 14 years old drinking alcohol or smoking cigarettes or vaping or smoking pot. I wouldn't care what literature said. To me, that's just a taboo deal, period. Wouldn't it be?
Yeah, I'm with you. No, I don't get... I think for me, the dope thing wasn't, I didn't quit because I went, oh, this is illegal and bad.
Right, right.
I didn't like, did I fall, I was one of those guys that would fall asleep after half a joint. That's
right.
No fun.
Right, right.
So I just started smoking it.
And for me, it took me to where I don't want anyone else to go.
Yeah.
You know, I did the pot for quite a few years, and I did light drugs, and I said I will never use hard drugs. And I meant it. And one day, I took a hard drug. And that was it.
Wow.
And then it was off to the races until I got sober.
I had somebody, and to your point, at a party, and I don't even know if they, see, it shows you how old I am. I don't even know if they sell this stuff anymore. It was microdot acid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, acid's
here.
Acid's coming, big comeback right now. We better be careful.
And at the time, it was like, okay, well, no, dude, this is great. You'll love this. It doesn't even last long. Okay, I hated it. I remembered it, and I didn't do any of the hard drugs. Right. I stuck with that.
Yes.
And
I know two brothers. We were talking earlier. Two brothers that use acid, and they're living in Borden Cares for the rest of their lives. It fried them. They never came back.
It doesn't take much. People don't realize it. It doesn't take much.
They never came back. You know, wow. I know many people that have taken it and, you know, they've moved on and they're fine. But these, but I know people who just never came back.
But the vaping, the young kids especially, they're getting away with vaping because it's, right. Oh, mom, dad, it's just, it's got, look at it, it's got this fruity smell to right. it. There's nothing wrong with it, right? But they put all kinds of stuff in that, don't they?
They put all kinds of stuff in it. Now they're selling THC that kids are smoking in the pipes. And you, guess what? You can't smell. You can't smell it.
No.
It's vape. So they're smoking and they're walking around in schools and everywhere else in the home, and they're smoking this stuff and no one has a clue.
You know, the new game in school is that I guess they have some of these devices that they're the size of a little thumbnail
yes.
drive, right?
Yes.
And they're trying to see who could take a hit off of that while the teacher's not looking, and this is a new game in the classrooms.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, if your parents at home go, look, you think this is innocent, but... How's your kid coming out of school? What's going on in school? And then what's going to be the next yeah. high or the next thing?
Well, it just saddens me to see, because I see it. I'm dealing with it every day. I see the kids. I get the phone calls from the parents where they're saying the grades are dropping. They're dropping out of sports. They have no motivation. I see all that. I see the kids that parents came to my action group and didn't come back for a year. All of a sudden... I get a phone call, they need to go to rehab, they're shooting dope, or they're smoking meth, or something like that. I see all this. So how do we fix it? By dealing with it when it happened. There was a study in the LA Times, I think it was about 15 years ago, and it said this. It pretty much said, parents that confront teenage drug use and all other negative stuff, those kids usually do pretty well. Parents that push it under the carpet, those kids are in trouble. So there's all kinds of statistics out there that say the quicker you jump on and intervene with your adolescent, the better shot your kid has.
You mean the quicker you become and stay a parent, the better shot the kid has?
You know,
I'll say it.
I was just going to say that. You know, that's exactly right.
No, I get the biggest kick out of it. I hear it. I see it all the time. And, yeah. and you even see the young kids when they're arguing with their parents and saying, hey, look, all of a sudden you want to be a parent. All of a sudden you're going to tell me what to do.
Exactly.
And that's where the kids go. And I think part of that, from what I've read, I haven't done it like you have. These kids are looking for acceptance. They're looking for parents. They're looking for a family, right?
Well, they're getting it. And the scary part of it is in society right now, they're not getting it from home.
No.
Most of these kids, what do they do before they go to sleep? They pick up their phone. They're FaceTiming their friends, so they go to sleep with their friends. First thing they do when they wake up, pick up their phone, check their social media. So they go to sleep with their friends and they wake up with their friends.
All right, well, we're going to talk about their friends on the other side of the break. Show them the senior host. Kerry Quash is still going to be here. We have duct taped him to his chair. We'll be back in a minute.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or just send me an email. Send it to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. But you want to put a capital TRS in the subject line. So I know you're not one of those people trying to sell me something. I'm getting more and more emails on people trying to sell me something. They tell me they want to talk about a topic, but it's never that. They want to sell me something. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. But let's just bring him on because I always love the time that I get with him. I don't get enough time with him. Kerry Quashin, president of Action Drug Rehab. You have been at this many, many, many years, have you not?
I'm not even going to tell you how many years. How's that? Well, a long time. How's that?
Just leave the third digit out. We'll just
how about I haven't used any drug or alcohol in 38 years?
Okay, well, there you go. All right. That's a good start.
That's a good start.
But
considering I'm 42.
You know, one of the things I want to ask you, you don't look a day over 29.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the things I want to ask you is, you know, you said that the kids, they start getting a little lethargic. They don't want to do what they used to do. They don't want to play soccer anymore.
Right.
What are some of the bigger things that parents can look for? First of all, you got to spend some time with your kids, right? You spend some, and then you'll have a clue.
Well, the average parent spends between 5 and 10 minutes with their kids every day.
Wow.
I mean, that's frightening. So yeah. How do you expect parents to have a clue? They don't. But some, of course, I mean, clues that you want to look for is dropping grades, change in friends, isolation, depression, not eating right, not taking care of their bodies well, those kind of things.
Interesting. And usually with today's kids, especially the younger kids, they want to take care of their bodies. They're
all about how
their hair looks.
And yes, they do. And dropping out of sports, you know, dance and first periods, no fun anymore, that kind of stuff. Because the marijuana that they're smoking, all pots has what you would call a 7-day half-life. 7 days, half's gone. The other half stores in your fatty cells, which is your brain, your heart, your sex organ, everywhere. That's why you're having so many issues. But also, what it does to especially kids is it starts messing with their short-term memory. Why didn't you turn in your homework? I forgot. Why didn't you do your homework? I forgot. That kinds of stuff. Why don't you want to go to dance? It's boring. So they start losing their motivation. You know, then they start forgetting things, and then we got what you call longer-term stuff, where they really start forgetting stuff. So it's
And before, you don't just throw the kid in the car, throw him in the back of the trunk, and take him to a rehab center, right?
No.
I mean, you start seeing these things happen. What, you know, in my day, Dad would sit down and go, "Hey, you on drugs or what?"
Right.
Not the way to do it.
And Dad might do it this time, and the kid will go, "No." They'll go, "Okay.
All right."
Done. Conversation's over.
Yeah, that's
but
what I mean.
Here's the deal. Go with your gut. I know. I don't think I met many parents that had a gut feeling that was wrong. If you think that your kid's got an issue, if you think there's drug abuse going on, find out. Take them to somebody that knows how to do it. Take them to a facility. Take them to me. I'll drug test them for you for free. I don't care. Let's figure out what's going on with your kid before it becomes crisis, and then you're backed into a corner, and it's life or death.
Yeah, and we do. We, especially with our kids, everybody wants to give their kids their little free space and their little rights and what have you. But you know what? When it comes to stuff like this, to your point, if you know or you think or you perceive something's wrong, you need to hit it. You need to take care of it.
These are your babies, man.
Yeah.
They're your kids.
My favorite thing.
Why play with that?
My favorite thing on the show, and it gets me in a lot of trouble, is this. They didn't ask for you.
Right.
Okay.
But you know what? If you're an adult, I hate that. This gets me in trouble, too, sometimes. But if you're an adult enough to make a baby, be an adult enough to be their parent.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. Not their friend.
Not their friend.
They have no business being
their
friend.
They have enough
their
friends.
Teenager.
That's right. Yeah. No, they have enough friends.
To a comedian friend of mine's point, it is sick that a 30 and a 35-year-old man or woman wants to be friends with an 8-year-old. Okay? Even if they live in your house.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And you know what? Parents and kids, I hate to say it, they're not equal.
No.
I mean, we are our kids' parents. They need to respect us for that. We need to keep that respect, too. And you know, when I say that is a lot of times I hear from these kids, "Where did you get your drugs?" You know what I'm going to say now, don't you?
I do. Go ahead.
I took it from my dad's jewelry box. "Where'd you get the Xanax?" I crawled into my mom's purse and took it.
Right.
You know, it's kind of one of those kind of things. You got to remember that your kids know everything you do.
Yeah.
If I want to know what's going on in your house, I'll ask your youngest and they'll tell me. If you want your kids to do right yourself. If you want your kids to have boundaries and morals and ethics, have them yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you want your kids not to drink, watch what you do in front of them.
Yeah.
If you don't want your kids to smoke pot, yet you're in the bedroom smoking it, what message are you giving them?
And they're not stupid. I love these parents who go, you know, they're smoking dope, and if the kid smells it, they just tell him it's something else. What are you, stupid?
Yeah.
He walks on the junior high school campus or high school campus. He knows what it smells like.
Of course he does, or
stop
she.
Stop lying to these people, or she, or they. We did that story earlier, right?
You know, you used to be able, when we were kids, you watch TV, and you call what I would call heroes.
Yeah.
You know, the sports figures and all that. Now you watch TV, and the heroes are what? They're going into rehabs. They're getting arrested for domestic violence.
Yeah.
So be your kid's hero. Be your kid's role model. Be what you want for your kid.
Yeah. And I agree with you. It's really sick that you know, everybody wants kids. Like, I never forced my kids to look at what I was doing for work. You know, I wanted them to find what their passion was, what turned them on.
Of course.
But when it came to behavior, when it came to how you treat the opposite sex, and I do believe that there's an opposite sex, yes. When it came to how you know, try to treat a young lady or what have you, those were things that were, they were solid boundaries. They were solid rules. They weren't gray areas there, right, for us.
And
you know?
But there has to be those rules.
Yeah.
The problem is, Joe, there isn't.
Well,
there really isn't anymore. I mean, if you think about 5 or 10 minutes with your kid, how can there be rules? Kids bond to who? To who they're connected to.
Yeah.
If they're connected to their friends more than they are to their parents, that's who they bond to.
I deal in with a lot of young men, you know, I don't want to give away too much because I don't want the local loons to go after me. But so we're helping some young men, be right, fathers, be husbands. And it's always, I don't want my kids to dislike me. I don't want to fight with my kids. Over. You know what? You have to. Fight with your kids now. You won't fight with them later. You won't be visiting them in a hospital bed going, why did you try to commit suicide?
Yeah.
You know.
But what you said is in the way of so many parents doing the job of being a parent. I don't want my kid not to like me. So you're going to, at that case, you're going to let them go out and destroy their life? It's crazy when I hear that. Your kid is in big trouble, ma'am. He needs to be in therapy or an outpatient or something, but I don't want to piss him off.
I would love to get one of my kids on. Well, yeah, I would love to get one of my two kids on to say, how many times did you tell me I ruined your life?
Right.
What do you mean I can't go? No, you're not going. If I have to duct tape you to your bedroom tonight, you're not going.
It is not a safe place for you to be.
Bingo. What is wrong with that? What is wrong with saying, look, I don't know those people. I don't know the parents. You don't bring your kids around. That was the other thing, too. There was no dating unless you brought them here. I want to know who you leave in this house with.
Right.
Who are you hanging out with?
Right. You know, so many parents that I speak to at my Tuesday night group or wherever in my career, they don't even know their kids' friends anymore. It's like, I have a sleepover with Joe. Okay, who's Joe? I mean, in those days, no matter what, parents call parents and check it out. Now it's not even that.
No, well, now you're infringing on your kids' rights. You know, I tell them, look, if you have to take the door off, you take the door off. If you have to go through the drawers, you go through the drawers.
Yeah. And I don't think you just made a good point. Somebody was asking me that last week. Can I go through my kid's room? I said, well, if you have no reason, of course not. But if your gut says there's something wrong, then absolutely.
Yeah.
You want to make sure your kid's safe.
Well, you don't do it to prove you're the dictator of the home.
Right.
You do it because you have an actual, as to your point, you have an actual concern.
Right.
And, you know, if I've had to say sorry to my kids in the past. I screwed up. Actually, usually I mixed it up. I thought this one was doing it, but it was really that one.
You made a human mistake.
You know, you have four kids. You're gonna miss it from time to time.
Right.
But the drug thing was always a scare to me because it was so much more acceptable by so many more adults.
Right.
You know,
if you don't think we're in the midst of a crisis, Google it.
Yeah.
Find out how many deaths every hour, how many people we lose a day. It's like 190 people. It's in freaking insane.
But you said it earlier, and I think this is not going to come out right, but people know what I mean. Your concern isn't everybody else's child. It's yours.
Right.
Focus on your child. And if you think that there's something wrong, you think the people that are hanging with is wrong.
But that, everybody else can.
Right.
So what? In my house is, wow, that's really sad for those kids.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I love you enough that you're not going to be one of those everyone else.
I feel sorry for Johnny, but you're my son, I need to make sure you're okay.
And it really doesn't matter what everyone else is doing. What matters is, like you said, what's going on in your home.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can't change the world, but we surely can start with our house.
I would love to get the kids on someday and talk about, even with everything they went through, and good, bad, or indifferent, there was always that voice in the back of their head of us at the table talking about what was right and wrong and how much we cared about them. You got to tell people, we're up against it. Tell people where to find you.
You can always call 1-800-367-8336. That's 1-800-367-8336.
Carrie, honestly, this isn't radio. Thanks for what you do. I appreciate very much what you do for our kids. Hey, I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. I got a lot of crazy stories coming up in the next hour. And how you can take care of yourself without traditional insurance and keep some money in your wallet. We'll be back in a little bit.